One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Outlier Podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Conlon. Happy Friday. It's April 19th, 2024, and I've got a great guest for today, something a little bit different. But first, I want to start off providing some findings and updates on the arrests made in the missing mom case of Veronica Butler and Jillian Kelly, who are no longer missing by the Oklahoma Panhandle. Their bodies have been found, and they have been confirmed to be the women. We did think this the entire time, but we did get confirmation on Tuesday, April 16th, after I released the outlier episode. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation stated that the chief's medical examiner positively identified the bodies as 39-year-old Jillian Kelly and 27-year-old Veronica Butler. So sad. The bodies were found about 8.5 miles away from where the vehicle was found off Highway 95 and Road L, and they were found on property that Tad Cullum rented, and the actual owner of the property was in total shock when authorities showed up ready to retrieve these bodies, which were found near a dam. But again, I think we all knew that this was coming, and the bodies were going to, in fact, be confirmed to be Jillian and Veronica. So then on Wednesday, April 17th, the four arrested in connection to the women's murders and kidnappings, who call themselves God's Misfits, Cora and Cole Twombly, Tiffany Adams, Veronica's ex-mother-in-law, essentially, and her boyfriend, Tadbert Cullum, who I also just mentioned, had their first court appearance. There were multiple videos taken by the press, and I've linked them out. And these videos are of each suspect getting out of a police cruiser and going into the courtroom in shackles and bulletproof vests. And Brian Enten from News Nation reported that inside the courtroom, family members of Veronica and Jillian took up three rows, and at certain points, these family members and friends had to be held back from lunging at the suspects, and Enten also stated that they were cursing at them, and it was just pretty crazy for a courtroom, and I don't blame them. I'd absolutely lunge, because I just don't know how people in general are able to restrain themselves, especially when the grief is so fresh. And speaking of Brian Enten, he also did an interview with a Kansas municipal judge, Vincent Forbes, who was forced to resign after doing an interview with Brian Enten. It seems like the mayor didn't want him to talk about anything that was going on. I was kind of like, geez, these people really want to keep things hush hush. I mean, are these suspects that powerful that people want to protect them? I don't know. Or was it this reason that the judge admitted to being in business with Tad Cullum for the last month and was actually at Tad's house when the SWAT team showed up to arrest him, and the judge got a gun pointed in his face. And he claims he had asked Tad directly when the women were first reported missing. He had said, "Hey, do you have anything to do with this?" And Tad said no, and then the judge just moved on. And I was kind of thinking, okay, it's a little strange that he didn't have any type of spidey sense being this judge. He just took Tad's word for it and said, okay. But he also stated that Tad just didn't seem like the type of guy that would do something like this. He was funny. He was jovial. Everyone liked him. So yeah, that was pretty crazy. And I also want to add, I should have added this before, that all four suspects have attorneys. Cora Twombly is the only one that will have a public defender. All three others, Cole, Tad, and Tiffany, all were able to obtain a criminal defense attorney. So let's also go back to the probable cause arrest affidavits, because as I mentioned on the last episode, there was a fifth man on this affidavit. And this man, he was mentioned to be at the scene of the murders, and his name is Paul Grice. Now, Paul Grice has not been arrested, but again, he was mentioned being with Tad and Tiffany when they allegedly killed Veronica and Jillian. So I spoke with someone in law enforcement who said and speculated, well, okay, maybe Paul made a deal and maybe he's in hiding, or did he run away and they can't find him? Well, I started doing some research on Paul and just these people in general, going down the rabbit hole. Paul Grice, I don't even know how to say this properly, but Paul Grice filed these odd land records in 2023, and essentially it's 44 pages of nonsense, but it really confirms the whole anti-government God's misfits thing. And then it got me thinking, okay, well, what if Paul Grice is the leader here and they're working on getting him on a lot more? And this is obviously all speculation, everything I'm saying about Paul Grice, except for these land records. This is factual, and I'm going to read you a part of them. But essentially, he's stating that he's not a sovereign citizen, and he, quote, rescinds all contracts with the federal government. I am going to read you two parts of this 44-page doc because it's so weird. And again, it just really seems to check out with God's misfits. Quote, "This shall serve as notice to certify that I, a living soul, so called by my father and mother since born, Paul Jeremiah of the genealogy of Grice, was born the 2nd of July, 1992, in the Sovereign Republic of Colorado. I am not a sovereign citizen. I am not a resident, employee, or citizen of the United States government, whose Washington is the District of Columbia, and my relationship to that federal entity, as far as jurisdiction, is that of a non-resident alien to the Corporation of the United States of America government, also known as an American state national or lawful bloodline. I am a free and natural man described by the Lord God in Genesis 2:7 as a living soul living under God's law and his grace alone. I have assumed among the powers of the earth granted by the Lord God Almighty the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle me, giving me dominion over all things. Therefore, in order to secure the blessing of liberty to my posterity and to myself, to reacquire my birthright as one of a member of the sovereign social body of we the people, I revoke my sovereign citizenship." End quote. Okay, yes, that is absolutely crazy, and I want to read you one other part because this also just really stuck with me, and you'll see why. Quote, "I claim my children, blank, born blank, and blank, born blank, and blank, born blank, as my God-given property and subject to none other. There is a maxim law that says, what one creates, one controls. Government did not create my children and therefore does not control my children. God created my children in their mother's womb with my sperm and are my creation, my property, and I waive none of my God-given rights or duties in the upbringing of my offspring. Some of my reasons for repudiating the citizenship status are defined in the articles and by the totality of this document are made a part hereof. I have lived a productive and eventful life, now in anticipation of the end and God's mercy and grace. End quote. Okay, that is giving me Doomsday Mom vibes. Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell. Oh my gosh, what is going on with this extremism when it comes to religion? Like, that is just an abuse of religion. It's just terrible. And Paul Grice seems certifiably crazy. And this just really adds to the whole God's misfits ideology. And so one last thing I want to say about the God's misfits today, because I did go down this rabbit hole of Paul and then Cole Twombly's Facebook. And I will go back to the whole children or property thing, but I want to keep this one part brief because it's just one post from a few months ago that I just want to point out where he's speaking freely about the misfits. This is from October 5th, 2023. Quote, "Huge, huge, huge shout out to the Keys community and the Misfits for an awesome prayer in the park tonight. Keys is claimed for the Almighty God through Jesus' name. Nothing can stop what's coming." End quote. Okay, so Keys is where they live in Oklahoma. I also want to point out that he said, "Nothing can stop what's coming," in all caps. I mean, this obviously wouldn't be a bad Facebook post or anything if we didn't know what we know now, but it was interesting that he spoke so freely about the misfits. And just going back to Brian Enten and the judge claimed he's never heard of these misfits. He's heard nothing about them. So, I also want to point out that going down this rabbit hole, it appears that Cole Twombly's son in March of 2020 with his first wife passed away at the age of 25. And his name is Vern, and I've included the obituary in the episode notes. Very, very sad, but I want to read you his Facebook post, what Cole posted a few days after his son passed away. And I'm also uncertain about what these letters stand for, so just keep that in mind, but I'm going to read this to you. Quote, "Okay, breathe slowly and type slow. Been gone a couple days as things got a little serious at my house. For anyone that doesn't know, while we were showing HFRS at OYE, Vern was found dead in his pickup at the farm. No details right now. We just don't know. Autopsy and investigation pending. Don't need anything but love and prayers at this time. We'll post more as we learn." End quote. Very, very sad to have a child pass away, especially at such a young age. But this post, obviously, this struck me as weird, or else I wouldn't have brought it up. Autopsy and investigation pending? Lots of details here. I mean, I don't really think that many parents would explain that much about their child's sudden death. I would imagine that someone like Peter Hyatt, deception statement expert, would look at that post and possibly say, wow, someone might be trying to sell a story. Again, especially knowing what we all know now. Paul Grice stated that these people believe their children are their property. I mean, I don't know the birth order, but I've heard that whole firstborn sacrifice thing in the evangelical world. And I know that sounds crazy, but I mean, this all is totally crazy. So should we actually rule anything out? It's all incredibly scary. And I have a feeling a lot more is going to come out about everything that happened to Jillian and Veronica. And again, it's so upsetting. This all could have been stopped. This didn't have to happen. It's such a horrible tragedy, and now six children are without their mothers. So I will keep everyone posted as I get new details and new details emerge. So thank you for sticking with me with that case. But let's get to the guest for today. His name is Mike Damon. So this is a bit different for me. Mike Damon is a rhesus negative blood type expert. He's been published in the National Library of Medicine, and he's been studying blood types for decades now, although he actually studied mathematics in college. So I've included in the episode notes a few different sites that he runs, datebytype.com and rhesusnegative.net. And he's currently doing a study based on how intuitive empathy can turn into sociopathy. So he believes, based on his studies, that most sociopathic serial killers have O negative blood, but their intuitive empathy was stripped away from them at some point based on childhood trauma. So this is all his opinion. He's not a doctor. I want to put that out there. You don't have to buy into any of this stuff. This is, you know, it's entertainment and it's entertaining, but he is very, very knowledgeable, educated, and well-versed on this. So he's based in Thailand, so forgive any audio drops here and there. And overall, Mike is, he's great. He's interesting and passionate. And I asked him about his accent because I really like it. And it's just funny. He's like, I don't really know anymore. I grew up in Germany, but I'm not German. I'm Polish. And I've lived in Costa Rica. And he's actually, he's lived in 40 countries overall. He's very, very worldly. And this is also just awkward. I mean, we had talked previously before this interview, and he's like, oh, I bet you're O negative. And I'm like, why do you think I'm O negative when all these other horrible people are O negative? But he went into describing that people that have O negative blood are incredibly empathetic. But again, if you are the serial killer, your natural intuitive empathy is stripped from you having this trauma. So I was like, okay, good. I do feel like I am a very empathetic person. But you'll hear everything that he says. It does get interesting when we start talking about Charles Manson and Jeffrey Dahmer. So without further ado, I will play my interview about Rh negative blood with Mike Damon, and then I will close us out.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, everyone. I have Mike Damon. Mike, thank you so much for joining me. I've been looking forward to this all week. So first, can you just tell everybody listening a bit about yourself, your experience, and how you got into this field of blood?
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having me, Lauren. My name is Mike Damon, and I have, how did I get into this? I studied mathematics. I went into web development. As I did so, I already set up blogs for people. So I figured I'm going to start my own blog. And I started talking about everything and anything until I saw a video about Rh negative blood. And I remembered how my mom always talked about there's something about us. I don't exactly know what it is, but she could spot people and say, I think this person is Rh negative like me. Kept that in my mind. And I remembered people whose blood types I knew throughout my life. And I knew that I've been to 40 countries, so 50 by now. And I always meet certain people everywhere I go who are similar to me, more similar than the people that lived in the neighborhood where I was from. And I didn't understand why that was. There was also this disconnect I feel sometimes from society, because most people are just very, very sheep-like. You know what I mean? You see everybody copies everybody. Mm-hmm. There's a certain fear of and it's so weird. People always try to fit in. They're afraid to make a mistake, and then one day they want to express themselves by painting their hair blue and getting piercings. And I'm like, no, why are you so fake to begin with? Mm-hmm. These are the thoughts I had ever since I was a child. And I realized that there are people who are like me. I never knew what exactly the reason was. And then I started what was the first ever Rh negative group on Facebook. And suddenly, I mean, there was 20 replies a second. Everybody was so into it. And I feel like Rh negative people, we have a longing because we feel sort of out of place in this society. And I think, you know, I don't need to tell you that, you know, when you watch news, you know, don't believe everything.
No, I get it. Can I stop you for 1 second? So just for everyone.
Somebody has to stop me.
No, because this is good. This is fascinating. But for those listening, what is Rh negative? And what are the other types besides Rh negative? What does Rh stand for?
Rhesus factor. There are, okay, the top blood group systems are the ABO blood group systems. Mm-hmm. And so they decide whether your blood type is A, B, O, or AB, with some exceptions, but they are so, I'm not going to get into this. The second, the rhesus blood group system is the other one. There are more than 50 antigens within the rhesus blood group system.
Wow.
And the most important one is the D antigen, a capital D. So when you are Rh negative, you write it Rh in parentheses D, capital D, negative. It means you test negative for the presence of the D antigen.
Okay.
And this, yeah.
Okay.
Slow me down.
No. I'm just trying to, so how do you, if let's say your blood type is A positive, What are you with rhesus? What does that mean?
You are rhesus positive, but I also need to mention that more than half, okay, let's say in Europe, okay, mm-hmm. about 15 or 16% in Europe are Rh negative, even though the numbers are now on the decline. That means also that more than half of the people who are Rh positive have the negative recessively, because the positive is dominant. So we are both, you know, if I can say that Rh negative, it means we are minus, minus, negative, negative.
Okay.
If you are Rh positive, you can be plus, plus, homozygote, or plus negative, heterozygote. And when you are, so the majority of the people in Europe or of European ancestry are either Rh negative or carry that gene recessively as well.
I want to get to blood types and what it means for certain things in people's lives, because, you know, your website, it'll talk about dating and, you know, who you would best match with and pregnancies and just health overall. So how does your blood type affect your dating life or one's blood type?
Okay. I love you already. Thank you. Okay. The D antigen of the rhesus blood group system is the most important one, partially because it affects pregnancies the most.
Oh.
If a woman is RhD negative, mm-hmm. and the child, the fetus, is RhD positive, they can get synthesized and develop antibodies that will attack their own newborn, unborn babies.
What?
Have you heard of that? Rh incompatibility. Have you never heard of that?
So, I mean, I'll say this, and it's been a while since I've been pregnant. I do remember that I had to take this because my O negative blood type.
Exactly.
Yeah, they had me take this shot called Rogam or something, if I'm remembering.
Rogam.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I don't remember exactly what that does or what that means, but I do remember they had me do that. I don't know if that means anything, but
that is the one. Okay, my website, datebytype.com, is for basically, I started it for Rh negative women who told me, I want a man who's Rh negative because then the child can only be Rh negative. If both parents are Rh negative, since Rh negative blood is recessive, you can only have an Rh negative child, and there will never be a need for Rogaine.
So I'll plug that site. That's interesting. You have datebytype.com as one of your sites.
Exactly.
I want to get into the characteristics of blood types. And, you know, we had a discussion offline that I think people would find fascinating. You were going over the blood types of certain serial killers and how you believe that affected them and, you know, everything that happened in their lives.
Okay, if you are Rh negative, to all of you listeners out there, and I'm sorry to all the Rh positive people who say, oh my God, is this so boring? No, it's not, because we are Rh negative people are born with a very high level of intuition. This is something we cannot and are unable to turn off. We are born to multitask. We have a hard time sitting down and just following somebody's orders. You know, with that, as a byproduct, empathy comes along. Empathy is not a voluntary thing, and you're born with it or you're not. Mm-hmm. People always confuse empathy and sympathy. And a child who's Rh negative is highly sensitive. So if an Rh negative child experiences trauma in early childhood, it impacts that person to the core, to where it almost changes their DNA. And the empathy level will be so shut down that it cannot really be revisited, like, ever, unless, you know, they say, is sociopathy, can it be healed? I believe it can. But it would take an enormous amount of wonderful experiences of caring people, the right people, and isolation from the overall world. Look, the definition of sociopathy, by definition, high-functioning sociopaths have a very high level of intelligence. I do not believe for that to necessarily be correct. So we are talking about psychiatrists and doctors out there. I mean, I studied a little bit psychology, but I was not in agreement with, I follow my path. I know what my path is.
Yeah.
And as the evidence, you know, so the sociopaths, when we are black or white, we are not in the gray area. Like we don't have kind of friends. Most people, they're like, yeah, this is my best friend, but he screwed me over. And then he slept with my wife and I mean, what the hell? You know, for me, it's like, you are my friend or you're not. Period. And I think we have more of such a tendency.
Yeah, let's Charles Manson, for example. Is his blood type Rh negative? What do you know about that? Ted Bundy. I mean, are these guys, what was their blood type? And can you confirm?
Yes, O negative, O negative.
And oh, same as me.
When you look up.
But then that's crazy. Charles Manson, O negative. Ted Bundy, O negative. So go on.
Yes, people who are Casey Anthony, both her and her father, they're both Rh negative and they're both sociopaths. And by sociopaths, I'm not using the term as an insult. I'm not using the term like most people use it, like, oh, you are a psycho, you're a narcissist, you're a sociopath. People throw around these terms meaninglessly. Sociopaths, I know a few people in my Rh negative network, a few women, who are sociopaths. Some of them had it confirmed by psychiatrists, others, I just know the pattern. I recognized that pattern many years ago with one person especially, and her.
What's the true definition? I'm sorry to interrupt you. The true definition of a sociopath.
Okay, that's been disagreed upon, but my inner conviction is a sociopath is somebody who has contempt or complete disregard for other people, and is basically unable to revisit his own empathy, because it would mean you have to confront your own childhood experiences, which can be so extremely traumatic. Look, I mean, Ted Bundy, I watched a couple of his interviews. And the one question he lied about was, he always said, I had a very normal childhood. Yeah, first of all, the word normal is pretty much like a red flag. It means it was anything but normal. And I looked up how he grew up with this really bully grandfather, I believe it was. And he was really, when I looked, I can tell you this, I looked up the childhood pictures of his. I don't know how to say it. I tremble inside. I have a hard time. I don't know if you experienced this before. I look at it and I get such a horrible energy from these pictures that I believe that he went through absolute incredible hell.
Oh, interesting.
I'm not saying, Yeah, I'm not saying that, of course, to justify anything. I am never, I'm not a judging person. I believe that also the Rh negative people that I know, they are not judgmental at all. They want to know why. I don't have a desire to kill women. You know, why does he want to do that even? Right. It's not about good or evil or law or not law. It's like, why do you? And also what is more interesting to me even is, why did he spare certain women?
Right.
Why?
Yeah.
What was it about them? You know, also, I'm good.
No, I was going to say, I mean, you're right. And I think something that I think about sometimes is Jeffrey Dahmer. And I know that his dad had him, I think he had him get into taxidermy, which is just so odd. You know what I mean? Like, you've got an odd kid
as it is.
Yeah. And then you want him to like dissect animals. And I'm just like, I wonder if Jeffrey Dahmer was slightly conditioned. I always think about that as well, but I don't know if you're familiar with his blood type at all, but.
His blood type is O positive, was O positive. O positive was his blood type.
O positive.
But a couple of people, I shared it before, a couple of people, he's not Rh negative, but a couple of people, they sent me the claim that his father was O negative, which I think, I mean, I don't know. His father talked about before how he himself had fantasies of killing people before, or still had. I mean, he died recently, but I think that, like I say, O negative, we have the impact, the ability to influence people greatly by nature. And we don't have that following. You know what? Shut me up if I sound like I'm not boasting anything. Here's the thing.
No, you don't. You're, this is what, you know, this is what you've been working on for a good portion of life. So, you know, I'm listening. I want everyone else to hear it because it's interesting. And if, you know, if people don't agree with it, or, you know, they think it's hogwash, you know, they can check out your sites that I have in the episode notes or not. But either way, I've never thought about, oh, how does my blood type affect, you know, my multitasking, or I wonder what blood type the serial killer is. I never thought about it. But what is Charles Manson?
It's O negative. Also, if you look up his childhood, I mean, he was raped so many times by, I don't know if I can use trigger words like that. He was abused in so many different ways by so many different people that I think his mother was 14 when he was born, and he was in and out of prison for many, many years before that. And he was just a destroyed, also sociopathic, because on the one hand, he had this intuition that he was able to see through people, was able to manipulate them, but he was unable to revisit his own empathy, because it would again force him to face what he himself went through. So you know, it's very, in my personal opinion, which I hope I have stated to some degree, is that if you are a sociopath, you have to be Rh negative.
That's crazy.
Jeffrey Dahmer was not a sociopath at all. He was driven by many things, including, I don't want to use another trigger word, but it starts with an S.
Yes.
He was triggered by many things.
I mean, I think this whole conversation has been really interesting. I want to make sure I have all your sites. You have the rhesusnegative.net, and then you have datebytype.com. What other websites do you have?
Datebytype.com, rhesusnegative.net. My number one, my main handle on Twitter, on X, is Firetown. Firetown is my main handle.
Okay. I will plug that in the episode note so people can follow you and all the cool things that you post, because it really is interesting. So, and like I said, even if someone doesn't necessarily agree with it, it's a cool thing to just ponder. So Mike, I really want to thank you for your time, because I know that you are very far away in Thailand and you stayed up to do this interview, but it's been wonderful. I hope we can connect in the future.
Okay, that was Mike Damon. And if you like what he had to say, you can check the episode notes for all of his websites and where to follow him on X. And like I said, he's not a doctor, but I find this stuff very fascinating. So I did go down a rabbit hole. But if you like this podcast, please don't forget to rate and subscribe on Apple or wherever you listen. I would love a review as I'm still trying to get this podcast off the ground and get new listeners. So I appreciate everyone listening. I'm Lauren Conlin. Until next time.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.